Chapter 15. Can you believe that he brought me red carnations? Do you know what that means in the language of flowers? Admiration. I admire you. That will certainly win a girl's heart. Pippa's tearing the carnations apart one by one and sprinkling the colourful carnage over the cave floor. I think carnations are rather nice, Anne says. I'm only 17. My season has barely begun. I intend to enjoy it, not be married off to the first poxy old barrister with money. Pippa rips away the rest of the carnation in her hand, revealing a naked, nubby stalk. I haven't said a word. I'm still smarting from that nasty letter this afternoon and the fact that Felicity is wearing one of Pippa's new gloves while she wears the other, like badges of their friendship. Why is she in such a hurry to see you married? Anne asks. She doesn't want anyone to know... Pippa stops, stricken. Doesn't want anyone to know what? I ask. What they're getting before it's too late. She tosses the flower stem to the ground. I have no idea what she means. Pippa is beautiful, and her family may be merchant class, but they are well-to-do and respectable. Other than being vain, obnoxious, and subject to romantic delusions, she's all right. What do you do when you're with a suitor? Anne asks. She makes little X's in the dirt with a beheaded carnation. Pippa sighs. Oh, it's generally the same. You have to fawn over them. After they bore you to tears with some story about a legal case they argued, you have to lower your eyes and say something like, My, I had no idea the law could be so fascinating, Mr. Bumble. But when you put it that way, why, it's just like reading a novel. We fall over, laughing. No, you didn't say that, Felicity howls. Pippa's losing her mopey air. Oh, yes, I did. And how do you like this one? She bats her lashes and adopts a sweet, shy demeanour. Well, perhaps I could manage just one chocolate. This has me laughing in spite of myself. We all know Pippa's a secret glutton. One chocolate! Felicity screams. My God, if he could see you put away an entire tray of toffees, he'd be appalled. When you get married, you'll have to hide them in your boudoir and stuff them down when he's not looking. Pippa screeches and pretends to beat Felicity with the carnation stem. You're wicked! I most certainly am not marrying Mr. Bumble. Good Lord, his name is Bumble. That's a curse right there. Felicity runs just out of the carnation's reach. Oh, yes, you are going to marry him. He's called on you 4 times now. I'll bet your mother's planning the wedding even as we speak. Pippa's laugh dies. You don't really think so, do you? No, Felicity says quickly. No, it was a bad joke, that's all. I want to marry my true love. I know it's silly, but I can't help it. Pippa looks so small suddenly, sitting there among her strewn petals, that I've almost forgotten how angry I am. I've never been able to hold a grudge anyway. Felicity tilts Pippa's chin with a finger. And you will. Now let's call this meeting to order. Pip, why don't you administer the sacrament? She brings out the whiskey again. I groan inwardly. But when it comes my way, I take my poison and find it's not so bad if you take small sips. This time, I drink only till I feel warm and light, not beyond it. We must have a reading from the diary of our sister, Mary Dowd. Gemma, will you do the honours this evening? With a bow, she hands the diary to me. I clear my throat and begin. March 21st, 1871. Today we stood among the runes of the oracle. Under Eugenia's guidance, we touched our fingers to them for an instant, receiving the magic. The sensation was overpowering. It was as if we could feel each other's very thoughts, as if we were one and the same. Felicity raises an eyebrow. Sounds naughty. Mary and Sarah are probably sapphists. What on earth is a sapphist? Pippa's already bored. She's twirling the ends of her black ringlets round her ungloved finger, trying to achieve a more perfect curl. Good Lord, do I have to tell you everything? Felicity scoffs. I have no idea what a sapphist is either, but I'm not about to ask now. From the Greek Sappho, a lady poet who enjoyed the love of other women. Pippa stops twirling. Whatever is the matter with that? Felicity lowers her head and gives Pippa a baleful look. Sapphists prefer the love of women to men. I understand fully now, as does Anne, I gather, by the way she nervously straightens her skirts with her hands, not meeting anyone's eyes. Pippa squints at Felicity like she might read the meaning in her forehead, but slowly a blush creeps up her neck into her cheeks and she's gasping.
Oh, my heavens! You can't honestly mean that they... like husband and wife?
Yes, exactly. Pippa is stunned into silence. The red does not fade from her face and neck. I'm embarrassed too, but I don't want them to know it. May I please continue? The gypsies came back today to set up their camp. When we saw the smoke from their fire, Sarah and I hurried to see Mother Elena.
Mother Elena? Anne gasps. That lunatic with the ragged headscarf.
Pippa wrinkles her nose in distaste.
Shh, go on, Felicity says.
She welcomed us warmly with herb tea and tales of her travels. We gave sweets to Carolina, who devoured them. To Mother we gave 5 pence, and then she promised to read the cards for us, as she has before. But no sooner had Mother placed Sarah's cards in the familiar cross pattern than she stopped and shuffled them into a pile again. The cards have a bad temper today, she said with a little smile, but in truth she seemed taken by a sense of foreboding. She asked to see my palm, snaking her sharp fingernail along the pathways of my hand. You are on a dark journey, she said, dropping my hand like a hot stone. I cannot see the outcome. Then, most abruptly, she asked us to leave as she needed to make her way through the camp to be sure things were well settled.